Support for agricultural information on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy slowed dramatically in the first 3 months of the year as a harsh winter exacted a toll on business activity. Growth slowed to 0.1% annual rate in the January-March quarter, the weakest since the end of 2012. Consumer spending grew at a 3% rate, but the gain was dominated by a 4.4% rise in spending on services, reflecting higher utility bills. The first day of the hard red winter wheat tour brought a lower than usual estimate, and the yield there was 34.7 bushels to the acre, and reports of drought-damaged fields. The same fields surveyed last year produced 43.8 bushels to the acre and 53.4 BPA in 2012. Tour leaders estimated the crop is still 6 to 8 weeks from harvest. Representatives from Nebraska and Colorado joined the final meeting of the day on the tour and added their yield estimate, suggesting that Nebraska wheat will yield in the low 40s and Colorado wheat will average a yield of 32 bushels to the acre. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 16,546. It's up 11.25 points. The NASDAQ, 4,090, down 13.25. The S&P 500 is 1,875, and it is down almost 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to improve as we move forward through the next few days. Our big upper-level low-pressure system that has been responsible for the cooling trend across the region and much precipitation in recent days will be shifting to the north and weakening as it does. So this will be the last day for precipitation of significance in some areas, but another day will be possible across the northern parts of the Midwest until the upper-level low moves further into Canada. We will expect the lower parts of the Midwest from Kansas and southern portions of Nebraska over into portions of central and southern Illinois and southern Indiana and the western two-thirds of Kentucky to see dry weather as we go through the next 7 days. There's an outside risk of a shower every once in a while, but most of the precipitation that occurs will be insignificant, and there will be a warming trend taking place. A ridge of high pressure will actually build up across the plains as we get into the weekend, and it'll get hot out there in hard red winter wheat country, and even in portions of the southwestern Corn Belt. Temperatures will rise up into the middle 80s and some 90s across hard red winter wheat country, and we'll likely see breezy conditions, low relative humidity, and increased crop stress in those unirrigated areas that have been fighting dryness for quite some time. For the western Corn Belt, we'll also see a drying trend, but there's more moisture in the ground, and stress for early season crops is certainly not expected to be very significant, even though temperatures in the 80s will become a little bit more common. Now, we do expect to see shower activity in the northern parts of the Midwest still linger for another day or two. As I mentioned before, the precipitation is not going to be heavy, but it will be at least somewhat persistent for another day or two. We'll look for drier weather occurring from Friday into the first part of next week across the northern parts of the Midwest, and during that period of time, the northern plains will also see an improving trend. For the heart of the Midwest, we'll expect the drier conditions to not only occur as we move forward through the end of this week, the weekend, and early next week, but it will probably continue into midweek next week. And in addition to the drier bias, will be a lot of warmth. That ridge of high pressure I mentioned previously will march to the east across the heart of the Midwest and pass through the Delta as well, and these areas will get very warm for a few days as we go through the middle and latter part of next week and into the following weekend. As a result, we'll see much improved planting opportunities and general field working conditions across most of the Midwest as we go through that period of time. The precipitation potentials will begin to return again towards the latter part of next week, beginning in the western Corn Belt and parts of hard red winter wheat country. The precipitation that does occur is not expected to be very heavy initially, but there could be some strong thunderstorms developing later in the week next week. We'll watch for that rather closely. The heat in the Midwest should bring temperatures into the 80s across the lower parts of the region, and some 60 and lower 70 degree temperatures will occur in the northern parts of the region. All of the warmth will follow this week's colder than normal conditions. Temperatures this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon in the western Corn Belt will only be in the upper 40s and 50s. The eastern Midwest will see 50 and lower 60 degree temperatures the same 2 days, and will expect a warming trend to begin shortly thereafter that will bring on the warmer weather. But remember, the hottest conditions will hold off until late in the weekend or early next week, actually early to midweek next week across a big part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 794, down 3 1/4. July, $8, down 2 1/2. Soft May wheat, 703 3/4, down 4 1/4. July, 712 1/4, down 4 1/4. May corn, 510, down 5 3/4. July, 515 3/4, down 5 3/4. December, 506 3/4, down 5 1/2. May soybeans, 1518, down 6. July, 1506 1/2, down 10 3/4. November, 1242 1/4, down 5 3/4. May soybean meal, that's the one green place on the screen at $500.10. It's up 20. May soybean oil, 4211, down 66. April live cattle, 145.37 1/2, down 12 1/2. May feeders, 180.47 1/2, they're down 10. And May lean hogs are 117.75, they're down 252 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Looks like you look at the wheat market and how it's reacting today. You begin to think that a good part of the winter wheat tour has already been priced in.
Yeah, I think that that's probably the takeaway right there. I mean, the wheat tour says it's the nastiest looking crop in 13 years, but, you know, the market pulls back a little bit. The other thing I'd say in the headlines is you're looking at other countries around the world that are basically putting in a good production number, if not increasing them just a little bit. So in the global picture, it doesn't look like a real big issue, and obviously they're probably not going to come to the U.S. for the prime source.
Do you think there's a little bit of premium in the wheat market relative to the Ukrainian situation and whether or not they get a spring crop in?
Yeah, I think there probably is a modest premium because we may need to source some more wheat out of the United States. But going forward, I think realistically, the Ukrainian situation, from what we gather, and we do have a contact that we've been in communication in northwest Ukraine, and he says, you know, their stuff is progressing pretty good. Their wheat crop is in fantastic shape. So far, they don't have any real logistical issues, and their production seems to be on pace. They do think that their production is going to be off a little bit from a year ago. But in general terms, their spring is off to a reasonable start.
Let's turn our attention to soybeans. November, 1242 1/2, a little pulled back, 5 1/2 from yesterday. But still, when you consider that USDA has a 9 handle as an average price on soybeans, 9 and change,
mm-hmm.
This is seems like a tremendous value.
Yeah, I think that the new crop would not be where it is without the influence of old crop. And I also think a couple weeks ago we realized that maybe the trade was looking at the balance sheet and saying, you know, 135 million bushels is only a couple of bushels per acre. There's a lot of pressure on that new crop to perform. But I'd say realistically, this is a really good value and probably needs to be rewarded.
Do you think that we're going to get the acres that USDA suggested on the soybeans?
So far, I think we will. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge because there's going to be double crop acres that are going to be shifted. But we also look at the corn acres. I've got guys that already have decided that they're not going to finish all the corn that they had originally intended, and they're going to make a little bit of a shift to beans just simply because of the cold, wet pattern we've seen so far this spring.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was beginning to come to fruition, the idea that the later we get, the less likely we get all the corn acres into the ground.
Yeah, I think it's still, for the guys up north, it's still a big question, but I'd say I would expect that the acres are pretty much, the prospective planting acres are what we're using as a benchmark.
Well, turn your attention to corn. What do you see there today?
A little bit of a back and fill. I'd say the numbers are for demand are increasing a little bit, but since the planters are rolling, the market's probably going to maintain a little bit of a defensive bias.
Does December corn, in your estimation, over the next 2 or 3 weeks, have enough in it to make another assault at 517?
You know, it does based on the weather. Right this minute, the forecasts are not going to be conducive to that. But 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now, if we're not on pace with the five-year average as far as planting progress in almost all the areas, yeah, you could see that 516 again without too much trouble.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 5.10 1/4, down 5.5. July, 5.16, down 5.5. And December, at 5.06 3/4, down 5.5. May soybeans, 15.18 3/4, down 5.25. July, 5.06 1/4, now 6.00, down 11.25. And November, 12.41 1/2, down 6.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.